Hey guys, we're back. We're better. Better pizza, better job. I'm back. I'm back. Back due to popular demand. Everyone's asking me, when's your next podcast? What's your next podcast? I'm back. You know, I actually believe people don't believe like I have school. Like, we're in the same class. Why are you asking me for podcast and blog? Like, bro, we're in the same class. Like, we are having the same exams. Why are you asking me? Anyways, hey guys, welcome. Welcome back to another episode of my life. People are actually listening to this now and it's scary. It's getting scary, love. It's scary and a bit scary. Because, you know, back then it would just be me talking to myself. Just chilling. Like, five people, you know, like, we just listen to my thingies. But now we're back. Wait, it's been a crazy week. Today I don't really have things because usually like I have the topic and then I write down notes, but I haven't had time to do that. So it's a very impromptu like recording, and I have like a Zoom meeting in like 45 minutes. So it's 8:30. I get the things I do for people I like. Like, yo, like if you're friends, I'm doing so much for you. Like, my friend is in like Mexico and she's asked me to help her with a project, and y'all, it's 8 hours behind. Mexico is 8 hours behind, so I'm exhausted. It's been a very exhausting week, to be honest. I'm back for saying I'm funny. I try, need God. It's God. It's God. God did. But very excited to be back. I don't think I'll be doing as much. Like, when I started it out, I used to do like a podcast a week because I had time. And I think it was like during the summer holidays or something. So I was like chilling. Like, I could do it. But now I can't. Also, I just want to say public transport is the ghetto. Like, I don't want to be a mechanic. I want to be a baller. My parents, please. I hope you just decide to get a driver or something because this is too much. What is other news? Other news, I keep losing my hoops. Wait, did I find a pair? Yes, a pair has been reunited. I have to find the other one. It's probably somewhere in my bag. But I keep losing pairs of earrings because that's just how life is. I'm supposed to have four pairs. I have two right now. I don't know. Somewhere, I'll find them. But yeah. How's September been so far? September has been actually one of the funnest like months of my life. I've been busy, I have been sleep deprived, I have been waiting to go home at all times. But all in all, good experience. Like, I'm having fun, to be honest. I'm stressed, I want to sleep, but I'm having fun. That's something that's really important. Like, a lot of things are happening. I'm kind of scared, I'm kind of nervous, but exams in any matter. In any cura, but I'm ex because I'm happy that I'm doing subjects I really like right now. So even though I don't, I'm one of those people who cannot study until I have to like force myself. Like, I have to be like, Natasha, you will fail this exam if you do not stand up right now. Like, that's one of the things. Like, I motivate myself by knowing that I have to be good at things. Like, academic validation is so interesting. It's so nice. It's so bad. It's very capitalistic, but here we are. Okay, anyways, to the topic at hand. Today we'll be doing a Twitter review. I'll be doing my honest views on Twitter. I don't know if I should like do Twitter handles that I really like. Like, okay, you know what? I'm gonna do like a little bit of like people's Twitter that I like. That I just like, I don't know. I don't know if I should do that. I'm scared, but I'm just gonna say like a Twitter review. I'm gonna say like crazy things that happen on Twitter that confuse me, like to the point where I'm just like, what's going on? Like, as we've been talking about, I talk about this in class because I'm like a Twitter fanatic. People don't tweet in my class. I'm like the only one who tweets. Many people don't. Like, Twitter is really hard to understand, and it takes time to get into it. I will talk about that. I'll talk about KOT and how I feel about it because I feel like KOT is very male dominated for no reason. Like, I don't understand why. And yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be. I don't like giving video essays in my podcast, but I do that all the time. Like, I'll do an analysis on pop culture and I'm like, calm down, calm down. Like, five people listening to this, it's never that deep. Calm down. So yeah, let me start. Why did I decide to join Twitter? I decided to join Twitter because people are getting cancelled left, right, and center. And I wanted to be in the middle of the violence. I wanted to see the memes before they came out. Like, for me, one thing that motivated me was seeing, like, tweets on Instagram pages. I used to be an Instagram girly. Like, I'd be on Instagram every day, all night. Yanni, I've never been on Instagram until Instagram tells you you have looked at all the new posts in the past 30 days. That's the kind of girl I was. Like, you know, I would buy that Tunicure bundle of, like, it was like, what, 15 MB. It was like 15 bob. You get like 1.5 GB for like an hour. Hey, I used to buy that. I'd buy that. I'd be scrolling. Because, you know, Instagram finishes your bundles like immediately. No, I don't know. Snapchat, you enter 1 second, everything is gone. You're confused. But that's what I was at. Like, I was really on Instagram a lot. And, of course, like, on Instagram, they post things from Twitter. Exactly like TikTok right now. Hey, I'll talk about TikTok. But we'll come back. We'll come to it, like, in a few seconds. And it's, I don't know if I remember it, but I will. So, I joined Twitter around June. Like, it's, I think it says June or July 2021. Last, that 2021? Yes. I think a lot of people are getting cancelled. And it was just funny. So, I just, like, was like, okay, I want to be on Twitter. And then I joined. I used my laptop. I used a laptop to join Twitter, first of all. I don't know. People use, like, Twitter for web app, like, scares me. Because why are you tweeting on your laptop? Like, what? Get a phone. Like, what? So, yeah, I did that. And then I joined. And then I read some of the memes, blah, blah, blah. And then I just did not use it for a long time. Well, I did not have space on my phone. And I just did not know how to use it. So, like, you download Twitter, it stays on your phone for a while. And then one day, you're just like, let me figure this out. And then you use Twitter every day. So, that's what happened. Like, I started using it when I was in Germany. Like, that's when I started, like, because I was always alone. Not that I was alone, but it was, like, a new environment. And I kind of wanted to, you know, speak out my mind and, like, things that happened. So, I just started tweeting, like, I would just be myself. And then what happened is, like, people started following me. Like, I had, like, very few followers. Like, the people that I follow right now are people who followed me in the beginning. Like, that's, I had very few followers. Like, it would just be me, them, haha, kiki, haha, you know, having fun, having little laughs, whatever. It was a chill environment. All of a sudden, I just tweet one day. Like, it was just very a random tweet. Like, I had seen, I don't know, someone said something about, gee, I want to go to Mombasa, but now I'm going to Shags, or something like that. Like, that was a tweet that was going on. And then I tweeted about, like, Kikuyus and going to Shago. All of a sudden, my phone is not stopping to buzz. You know me, I tweeted that. I saw exactly, I feel like, but, like, from my mutuals. I plug in my phone. Me, I go to cook chapati. Because that's what I, like, it was, I think it was a Saturday or, like, a Thursday. And I went downstairs, I'm going to cook chapati. I come back, phone is just ding, 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 ding. Like, it's not stopping. So I'm starting, I'm looking, I'm, like, trying to see what's going on my phone. It's just Twitter, Twitter, Twitter. Why am me going viral? I was so confused. I was like, what? Is this me? Oh, wow. People are texting me. Like, everyone's sending me my tweet. It's just like, oh, my God, this is you, this is you. I'm like, wow, this is me. So that's how I kind of got my following. Because you just tweet and then things happen. And to be honest, I really like Twitter. Like, I think one thing that's insane about what I don't like, because I'm not a person who's like freedom of speech, like everyone gets to say whatever they want to say. No, because you can hurt people's feelings. You can say insane things on the internet. But that's one of the, but that's also a thing I criticize about Twitter. Like, sometimes I'm like, I just don't want to see this. Like, no. And then it gives you things that people have liked. Like, what? Do you know the amount of things you guys are liking that are weird? Like, I'm so confused. And it also makes me kind of, like, have a different view of people when I see them like some stuff. I'm like, why? Why did you like that? Why? No, I'm going to, you know what? Now I'm going to talk about the negatives of Twitter. Because Twitter is fun. After that, Twitter is fun. You can just tweet your thoughts. People agree with you. And then one thing I really like about Twitter, before I go into me absolutely roasting it, is that it depends on your personality. Like, if you, it's just all personality. Like, nothing else come into play. Like, if you can, make people laugh. If you have things you have to say, like, it really just works on that. And that's what I like about the algorithm. Well, not about the algorithm, but about the engagement and the... I don't know how to call it, but you know what I'm saying. It's about your personality more than anything else. You don't really have to think. You just have to be like, be yourself. If not just, if you're yourself and you suck, I'm sorry. I don't know how to help you. Yeah, things I hate about Twitter. The plagiarism. It's a very, very sensitive topic because I tweeted something and then it got a lot of likes on Twitter. Tell me why someone on TikTok does that. He literally copy pastes my tweet word for word, bar for bar, puts it in front of a video of him dancing. It has 100,000 views, bro. I even blocked it. Like, I remember I was just having a very peaceful day. I'm waking up. I'm very excited for the day. Someone texts me. He's just like, yo, he saw your flow. I'll never forget that day. Like, I've, like, my life, my morning was ruined. I was just in shock. I was just like, wow. And the thing is, it was that particular TikTok that was getting the most views out of his other ones. And people are agreeing with him. I'm seeing all the it girls on TikTok just being like, oh my God, yeah, that's so true. And I'm like, that's me. It's me. It's me. I'm the one who deserves this. But now, literally, I realized everyone on Twitter, you like being on every other social media sucks, cause you know everything. Like, people be posting stuff on Instagram or in their WhatsApp status, and they're just like, "I've already seen this." Like, I never understood why Twitter girl is always like, "We make the trends," and then you sit down and you're like, "Yeah, you do." Yeah, TikTok is literally tweets like at the moment. And that sucks. Like, I don't know. Like, y'all gotta figure out a system to make people, like, get credit. Like, I really felt really, I don't know. You could have tagged my Instagram or my TikTok or something. Ugh. I had to block him. That's my chair. I have a very old chair. Because my dad got it for free. So, it's like, does that a lot. And it doesn't have a wheel. One wheel is missing. So I can't lean too far back. Wait, okay. I'm trying to make myself comfortable. I don't know how long this is gonna be for, but yeah, I'm talking, I'm waffling. Sen mechoka. Hey, I'm exhausted. What's another thing? I don't like how people like Twitter. It's a platform for opinions, and I'm just. Some opinions are really bad. Or some opinions are just not meant to be had. Because when we talk about, especially like KOT, I feel like men are always talking, right? And if you've never noticed, men in Kenya are very misogynistic. There's a lot of misogynoir and misogyny in Kenya. Like, it's insane. But it's something that you just have to, like, struggle with and deal with. And... I don't know, like, sometimes, like, a woman will tweet something, and men will just, like, they do this thing, you know, the group think that people do, that men do, where they're, like, it's, like, how, what I wished feminism was, but it's not, to the point of, like, they just, like, support each other so much, like, I don't know, like, it really gets on my nerves, because women will try making, like, actual points, and men will just be, like, no, sorry, that's not true, loves. You're, like, wrong. You look like this, so you shouldn't be able to say that. And I'm just like, it was like, what is this TikTok sounds like? You're talking about my face? Look at, what is it? You're saying I'm ugly? Look at your face. Like, that's what that reminds me of. Like, I'm just like, You guys. Like, KOT is funny. It's funny. Like, sometimes I see something, I laugh so hard, I start crying. I wish everyone understood Kiswahili in the world so that we can all, like, share memes with them. But they don't. And not everyone lives in Kenya, so that sucks for them. But, yeah, like, KOT is really misogynistic. And I don't understand, because people don't say that. Like, I do think, like, African feminism has definitely come a long way forward. But... some things I'm just like, no, we're not there yet. Like, no, we're not there yet. And it's fine. It's okay. I guess we're getting there slowly. I mean, we've only been around for like, how many years? 58 years? 59? Like, there's like a sunflower on, I need to throw it away. It's not looking pretty anymore. It looks weird. Oh, my trypophobia is definitely triggered right now. Anyways, so yeah. Did I have a very horrible day on Twitter last week? Yes, I did. Yes, I did. Yeah, I did. Because of an inside joke. And then, hey, you haven't, like, but that's when I realized that the internet can be turned off. Like, you don't have to be on there. Like, blocking people is beautiful. It gives you so much power. It's so much leeway to just be like, no, I don't want to see this. You just block it. It's fun. It's very interesting. I do that all the time. My block list is packed. I am scrolling. Like, some people, there's some Twitter users who get, like, many followers for no reason. So I block them because I just thought they weren't interesting enough. I'm just like, there's no reason for you to have this many followers and you don't have good tweets. Like, no, I don't want to see it. And that's what I'm saying. I feel like that's how it should be. If you don't want to see my stuff, just block me or unfollow me or something. Like, it's never that deep, ever. And that's what happened last week. It was definitely very deep, and I don't understand. We're not friends in real life, but my mutual tagged me in something. And it had nothing to do with anyone else, but everyone decided to make it their business. And then I was in geography, like, losing my mind. But then it was chill after a while. Like, in the beginning, I was like, ugh, my God. And then I just blocked people. And then life continued. That's what's interesting about media and stuff. I don't know. I'm turning it into a think piece again. Yeah, but that's another thing. Like, on Twitter, like, one thing happens today, another happens tomorrow. Like, nothing ever is ever dealt with. Nah, I feel like the longest running one so far is, like, the whole Don't Worry, Darling for me. Like, that was the one that was, like, everyone was talking about it for a long time. But after that, like, we're just moving on. Right now, it's the Try Guys issue. But I don't know what to say. Twitter's fun. Like, it was a good decision because I realized I'm very good at it and people think I'm funny and I'm hilarious, which is true. I'm very much an interesting person. What can I say? But it's definitely opened my eyes to a side that I'd never want to admit exists of people, which is being able to say really horrible things. I'm a person, if you say something, I can't forget it because you thought it. For me, people was like, yeah, but you can change. No, it's the fact that you were able to think such a thought that disturbs me mostly. It's not that, oh, like, oh my God, like, they've changed. They've changed. Why did they say that? There was no reason for it to say that. And that's what, Twitter is. Twitter, you just get to, like, say things about other people and you don't know them. You can't look them in the eye. It's insane. But shout-outs to KOT, I guess. Like, freedom of speech, whatever nonsense. Man, can you tell I'm... Okay, so it's like... What? I have, like, about 20 minutes to get ready. This is a very short podcast episode. I don't know what to say. I'm just very stressed about school at the moment. Like, when I feel like a lot of people say I tweet a lot, but I like putting my thoughts out there in the world, and I think I'm gonna look back at my tweets when I'm like 70 and be like, ha ha ha, you were having a terrible day that day. But even 70 is a bit too long to live, I can't lie. Like, no, that's too much. But let me just go away. Are there people on Twitter that I really like? I do, but I don't know what to tell them. I don't want to say, because they're going to be like, oh my God, like, oh my God, I'm so great. But I won't say. But you know, there's like the normal ones. The American ones always come on your page because it's America and then to Americanize everything. So there's like fun ones. I don't know. There's this one. No, I can't say.
But she follows me and she's so cute. And I'm just always like, girl, how did you start following me? I tweet in Kiswahili so much. I don't know. But she's very cute and very sweet. And I really like her. I don't know. I wish I could meet some of my Twitter mutuals in real life. But then some of them, I'm just like, it's probably for the best that I don't. Bro, they need to do something about seeing people's likes. I don't like that. Like, you guys, anything that you guys, ugh, damn. People like so many things. People that people, like, the things y'all reply to is absolutely insane. Damn, stop. Stop doing this. This is crazy. But thank God for Twitter Circle. My circle is very small. I have very few people on there because I don't understand having a Twitter circle when half the people you follow are on there. There is no point. Then there's no point just post it. And then people post things that I'm just like, okay, this was not, there's no need to post it here. But yeah, I'm feeling good, feeling nice. I'm keeping it very short, very sweet because I need to go and sleep. I need to get ready. I have an exam tomorrow, a French exam. J'ai peur. J'ai peur. Mais, what does it say? Ça va être okay. Yeah. Ça va être okay. I don't know. Let's think about a song that I want people to listen to. I have not listened to new songs these days. I'm just listening to the old ones. I really like Green Tea Peng. If you're not a Green Tea Peng fan, I don't know what you're doing. Sudan Archives, I think, just dropped a new album. So I need to listen to that. Damn, I listen to only women. Not only, but I listen to, like, mostly women. I don't. It just happened over time. Like, I just realized that most of the people that I listen to are women. And I love that. Because that's the people, like, I have things to listen to. Like, I don't know what Yeet is saying. I don't know. But have a great week. I'm exhausted. I'm tired. I'm just gonna post this and I'm gonna just write it out. I don't know if this is a good episode because I feel like I've done better ones because I don't have a story to tell. I'm just like putting out my thoughts there. But yeah. Have a lovely week. Laugh because I'm funny. And don't remember, like, remember to send me money. Yeah, goodbye. That was a very awkward goodbye. Sorry.